a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As many wonder, rightfully so, about who will get the vaccine and when, it's important to remember that some serious work behind the scenes is still needed to even get it here to Utah. That's no small task, according to the state's immunizations director, Rich Lakin.
The Department of Health has lots of forms that we have to coordinate with the CDC to ensure that we meet the requirements as a state.
Part of the paperwork was to identify five hospitals that can store and administer the vaccine. Those five are LDS, University of Utah, Intermountain on 53rd South, Utah Valley Regional, and Dixie Regional. He says these locations were chosen because of their storage size and also their ability to keep the vaccine at an appropriate temperature, which, if you're wondering, is pretty cold.
Somewhere between minus 80, minus 20 Celsius.
He adds that it can be stored for up to 6 months. Now, in terms of which vaccine will be more available around the Salt Lake area, ultimately it comes down to shipping.
The Pfizer vaccine will most likely be used along the Wasatch Front with larger facilities because the Pfizer vaccine comes in 1,000 minimum doses. And so, logistically, it makes it a little bit more difficult to send that out to rural areas.
It will then be up to the individual hospitals to administer the vaccine and ultimately their decision if they feel that they need to add staff to assist nurses and doctors in the effort. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.